Coming out on Friday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing a new supply and demand report. We get a pre-report analysis of it. We're joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, what can we anticipate on Friday?
Well, we never know exactly how to anticipate what's going to come out of a report, even though we see all these trade estimates, because it's always a situation of, was the trade really expecting this, or did it come close enough that they're not going to change much? But what we're going to look at here is the Reuters trade estimates that they have, their average trade estimates as they survey a lot of traders out there, and what they're looking for as far as the corn production on Friday in the U.S. is 14.506 billion bushels. This is an increase over last month's USDA report of 111 million bushels. They're looking for a corn yield to come in at 174.7 bushels per acre. That's an increase of 3 bushels per acre. And one thing that we might see in this report is a revision in harvested acres. This trade estimate here is looking for an average drop of 681,000 harvested acres of corn. So it would be real interesting to see if it's more or less than this, or if the USDA even does change it. Soybean production is being pegged at 3.97 billion bushels. That's an increase of 63 million bushels over what we saw last month. This trade estimate is also looking at an average soybean yield of 47.6 bushels per acre. That's one bushel more than last month. And they're looking for a harvested soybean acreage drop from the September numbers by 437,000 acres. Now, they're also going to be looking at new crop ending stocks. We're looking for the wheat to come in at 704 million bushels. That is an increase of 6 million over last month. They're looking for the corn to come in at 2.13 billion bushels. That is an increase of 128 million over last month. And they're looking for soybeans at 472 million. That's a drop of 3 million from last month. Now, this estimated trade report is also looking at the world ending stocks for the new crop. They're looking at wheat virtually unchanged at 196.38 million metric tons, while they're looking at the corn to increase by a little bit over 2 million metric tons to just slightly above 192 million metric tons, and they're looking for a small increase in soybeans at 90.76 million metric tons. That's an increase of 59,000 metric tons. So as you can see, overall, we're looking at the U.S. production, the world ending stocks, the U.S. ending stocks, overall to see increases over what we saw last month. So overall, that means we're expecting to see a price bearish report to take place for our wheat, corn, and soybeans. And after seeing the upside we've seen the last couple of days on technical buying in our wheat, corn, and soybeans, it possibly could give this market a little bit more room to work back down close to those contract lows that we saw put in last week.
And Tom, when will we expect the USDA report to come out?
Leslie, that report comes out Friday morning, 11 o'clock Central Time. So be listening. You'll see several reports that will come out. You know, it could be on the station here listening to them talk, or there'll be a lot of stuff on the internet, too, to pick up those numbers.
We've been joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Again, Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
We look forward to Friday's USDA supply and demand report. Be listening for coverage here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith.